Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Sklar Brothers in a few minutes. We're going to talk about their podcast, Cheap Seats, the live comedy show, and that Cheap Seats. The podcast is Saturday on eventbrite.com. It's they were Better Call Saul, Wild Hogs, Netflix, Comedy Central, you know. They're twin brothers, and again, they've been in the studio. Amazing. Absolutely.
So we're both dads. We each have two kids.
Yeah.
That's too many kids.
Yeah.
The only good thing about having two kids is that if anybody has less than you and they complain about anything in their lives and you're around to hear it, you're allowed to walk over to them and rip them a new asshole.
That feels really good.
Fun. It's cathartic. Our friend comedian was on stage. He did a 15-minute set about how his one 17-month-old kid was ruining his life.
How hard it was to raise one.
One 17-month-old kid. You're a parent like an optometrist is a doctor.
Barely.
You're barely a parent. You're a doctor like Dr. Dre is a doctor.
Barely. I don't even know if he practices.
Small gynecology.
Dr.
Office.
Dre has a small gynecology practice? Yeah. Where?
City of Compton.
City of Compton.
City of Compton. City of Compton. City of Compton. Just,
can you imagine being these two parents? God dang, man.
You guys feel like Stephen Hawking's going crazy?
Just a little bit crazy.
And we can't tell because he talks through a computer.
That's right.
The computer voice on Hawking is like hotness on a woman.
It masks the crazy for a little bit longer.
Because we've all had that friend who's dated a hot woman, right?
Yeah. 3 weeks in, he's like, I had no idea she was fucking crazy. Why did I not see that?
You were staring at her
Okay, all right, I got it.
Stephen Hawking, by the way, he got involved in a domestic dispute.
That's right. Cops were called in by someone on Stephen Hawking.
How weak of a person do you have to be to call in the cops to mitigate a dispute between you and Stephen Hawking? Can you imagine that cop walking into that situation?
Cop walks in, he's like, so, that guy over there with his head to the side, that's the guy you call me in on right now.
He shouted at me.
He shouted at you.
He was very angry with me.
Okay, wait a second.
He was shouting and yelling at me.
How do you know he was shouting at you?
He used all caps.
Okay, so, all right, I got you.
Jesus Christ. Hold on, where's Jake at? Come here. Give me Jake.
Hey, when there's something that we gotta know, who's on the phone or what's next on the show?
Hey!
Guy who spent 2 minutes in Anchorman. You call to talk to there, but you get this guy instead. He's gonna get an ulcer working here and no hair left on his head. It's Jake the Funk
Hey, they should be calling. Actually, that's them calling right now. I don't like letting T answer the phone,
but
the Sklar Brothers will be on in a second. Yeah. By the way, after we get done with the Sklar Brothers, I have a funny story because this is through Michael, our friend in New York with Envision. I have a quick funny story to tell you about Michael, like after we talk to the Sklar Brothers.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So T's in there. T's delightfully crazy today.
Oh,
by the way.
He spins in a fun way.
I kept asking him, I go, look, we're coming right up on the time. I go, get me a song. We'll go to song if they're not ready. And then get me, and then he put all songs. I go, give me the intro. And I go, give me a song just in case. So it was all songs. And then he's like, just the intro. And I go, no, give me both.
Could we have choices?
Then I could choose. Great. I chose. Yes.
I chose to keep my headphones on and not listen to the two of you interact in that moment.
Are they there, T?
Yeah, they're there.
Now, they're, I know they're in separate locations. They're on the phone on separate locations. So they're on there.
Those guys, amazing. They were in the studio. How long ago was that?
It's probably been a year or two. Yeah.
Well, 2020, nobody was in. So,
but so good on stage. Like, they are ridiculous.
I had no idea. Absolutely amazing. Their delivery is just spot on, man.
Born January 12th in St. Louis, Missouri, they are identical twin brothers who launched their career in comedy while attending the University of Michigan, eventually moving to New York, where they developed and starred in the MTV series Apartment 2F. They've gone on to star in commercials for Burger King, appear in movies such as Wild Hogs, appear on numerous VH1 shows, host the podcasts View from the Cheap Seats, Dumb People Town, and Scarborough Country. And this Saturday night, you can watch their live stand-up and live episode of View from the Cheap Seats, streaming online. Please welcome Randy and Jason, the Sklar Brothers.
Hey, you guys, how have you been?
Hey, we're good. How are you? Guys, doing? How you hanging in there, guys? We miss you.
I know. Listen, I miss you guys. We're just talking about how great it was. Nobody's been in the studio for a year. If during the summer we do a Let's Take It Outside segment and do it outside, the company would live with that. But you know, we're getting past it all now, and everybody's slowly getting vaccinated. So pretty soon, man, hopefully we'll see your faces again.
Oh, yeah, man, I love Kansas City. I mean, we have so many buddies from Kansas City. We talk to Dave Koechner, I mean,
sure.
Such a great Kansas City, like, comedy guy, and just, we've got it, we went deep into the Kansas City barbecue lore, and it was pretty damn fun. I mean, I miss, where do we go, man? Q39? That place blew us away. That place was awesome.
Yeah.
I miss it, but, look, we're trying to pivot as you talk about taking it outside. The pivot is everything. Like, don't you guys notice that, like, when businesses do the pivot and when they pivoted during this pandemic, those are the ones that won?
Yes.
There was a strip club in Portland, Oregon that repurposed their strippers, right, Jay? Yeah, repurposed their strippers and turned them all into food delivery gals. You know how you go to a strip club for the food?
Yes.
So they sent them out as drivers, and they called it Boober Eats, which I'm like, all right, that's okay. That's pretty funny.
Yes.
I would have gone with Pullmates. Pullmates would have been nice.
You guys,
so they're sending out... They're sending topless women out to deliver food, which I'm sure you guys have gotten a lot of food delivered. And there's always that moment when you get your food and you're like, oh, no, they forgot the green salsa. Then you got to call the person back. So now you're having a conversation with basically a shirtless woman on your lawn. You're like, hey, can you get the greens? Can you call your manager? And then you're looking at a stripper's car. You never want to look at a stripper's car. All the headlights are out. Like, is that a car seat in the back? Oh, there's a baby in there. Jesus. Yeah, I know. This is awesome.
Here's the deal.
No matter what food you order from a strip club, you're always going to get crab. Not even on the side. In the front. In the front.
Dude, I've got to get. I'm going to have to go back and listen to all the older podcasts too, the Cheap Seat stuff, and I mean all of that. I mean, you guys are just murdering it, man. And it's always going to be about timing. But you guys have got a super interconnected sense of timing that just other people just don't have. Shows don't have. Two people don't have it the way you guys have it.
I mean, I think you guys can relate to it. If you have a partner that you've had for a while on the radio, you start to understand, you know what it is? And Randy and I talked about this a lot. It's actually like listening while you're talking. So as, I can feel when Randy wants to, interject and pop something in. And so I just, pull back. Or we both kind of get that sense and you start to understand. It's like sports in many ways, too. I mean, I'm sure... It's almost like a good, Pat Mahomes timing pass where the guy hasn't even turned out of his route yet, and the ball's just there waiting for him. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that. It's like trusting and sort of listening while you're talking, right, Rand?
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
I'm not paying any attention to what you're saying. That is what it is. It's so funny. It's interesting because, Jay and I, we haven't been out in public, and I feel like people just don't know how to act in public anymore. I just think they don't. Did you guys see that story of that huge fight that went down at that Bath and Body Works?
Yes.
In the Bath and Body Works.
We covered this. We covered this on our podcast. In a Bath and Body Works, two people started fighting.
Okay. No. And, like, the employees. Like, you're getting, like, people are throwing punches who are wearing aprons, who are giving out hibiscus lavender, like, hand soap. They're throwing punches in it. Like, remember, like, the old days when someone wanted to get into a fight? They're like, beat me outside.
Let's take it outside. You want to take this outside? That's what people would say. You want to take this outside? Other person would be like, yeah. Even though you wanted to fight the person, there was like a tiny bit of respect for like the business you were standing in. You're like, hey, we don't want to wreck this place. Let's just wreck each other's teeth in the parking lot, right?
Yeah, really? Maybe before I rearrange your face, we should step out of this Waterford Crystal store.
People care.
Did we ever talk about your documentary Poop Talk? And did I share with you about T's discovery of poopgasms?
No.
What?
But please continue.
So T, after did it happen before you had your prostate checked like that?
It kind of happened before a couple times, but
he would have a movement that was so solid it would push on his prostate, and he would ejaculate as he was defecating.
No. Wow. I'm thinking of UPS's motto: "What can Brown do for you?" Apparently, a lot.
Well, I didn't believe him at all. And we finally had a doctor in that explained, no, that's very real, and that's what happens. It'll move past your prostate depending on the position and the firmness of the stool. And you said this happened more than once.
Yeah, it's happened more than once. I mean, it's like it just kind of depends on my diet and that kind of stuff. If do I eat,
but
you know,
tell me what happens. Tell them what happens.
Well, what happens is so I'm start going and it's like okay, it's like this is kind of a tougher one and that stuff. And then it's like as soon as it like clears and releases off the area, it all of a sudden,
yeah,
then it happens.
Would scare me to death. But
I think we found our next winning contestant of America's Got Talent.
Well, after you made Poop Talk the documentary, you know, the uncensored talk about the taboo of pooping,
yeah,
I thought, man, how have I not shared this with him? Because that's not a joke. It's not a radio shtick. That's a completely honest and true thing. I, on the other hand, if I ejaculated during that, I believe I'd probably be grateful, but I'd also be somewhat terrified that something had gone terribly wrong inside me.
Oh, yeah. You'd be fearful at first, but then you'd say, can I put this on the special skills section of my resume?
Right.
Like, that's an important thing people need to know, that you can do that.
And we got to talk about Dumb People Town, too. You have the greatest celebration of dumb people in the news, just like the people fighting. But Dumb People Town is such a fantastic idea.
You know, what we realize is the world is getting dumber, and especially like during the past year. Like, people haven't gotten smarter in the pandemic. They've actually turned their brains off and got dumber. We've always said that if there's a woman at a country music festival with her head stuck in a tailpipe of a truck, or as we like to call her, Jay, what do we call her? A woman at a country music festival. we will be there to make fun of it. And, yeah, I mean, like, we just did a story on our last show that we had with Nate Bargatze, which just dropped 2 days ago, just about these two Australian dudes who got on a floating mattress, had beer, and then just floated, like, 2 miles out to sea. Like, fell asleep, passed out, got drunk, and then floated 2 miles out to sea. And you're just saying to yourself, like, I just... this is stupidity on such a level. Like, you didn't see it coming. And then they ran out of beer, which was probably the biggest tragedy.
That was their tragedy. That's when they wanted to end their lives, because they're Australian. They just were like, wait, our beer. There's nothing to live for. They literally were like, this is where we end it. This is where we turn the mattress over.
I feel like the end of Titanic. I feel like there should be, like, a Foster's Beer Coast Guard. They don't save you. They just come by and throw a case on your floating mattress and just drive away. Like, that feels like a very Australian thing to do. But, again, stupidity rules the day.
Stupidity everywhere, stupidity all around. As oceans rise, IQ levels go down. We make fun of it. It's kind of been part of our stand-up forever, and now it's within the context of this podcast.
Which yeah.
Some people know.
Look, live stand-up this Saturday, 8 o'clock virtual through Eventbrite.com. Eventbrite, you guys, you have to see this and watch the Sklar brothers do what they do best. And this, everybody else has been sitting around watching television. You guys, you're still doing View from the Cheap Seats about sports, Dumb People Time, our town, about the celebration of dumb people. You're still doing Scarborough Country, and now you're doing the stand-up. You guys have done a lot. Everybody else sat around and thought about what they should do, i.e. me, and you guys have just been murdering it.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, we love the virtual show is so great, Jay. I mean, it's incredible. You can explain it. Yeah, so this Saturday night at 8 o'clock Kansas City time through Eventbrite.com. You can get tickets. It's through NowhereComedyClub.com. Basically, you're on a Zoom, which is so fun because we all know how to do Zooms now. But obviously, don't take the camera, don't take the computer to the bathroom with you and leave the camera on. But as many people have done, and we've covered that on Dumb People Town. No, this Saturday night, 8 p.m. Kansas City time, we're doing a live stand-up show, and then at the end of the show, we're going to do a Cheap Seats because it's so perfect because you can see, we can screen share and you can see the event and then we can commentate over it like our old classic show Cheap Seats on ESPN Classic, which is us making fun of weird old sporting events. We have the best thing that we're going to be breaking down this Saturday night. We're going to be breaking down the time when Michael Jordan played basketball against Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen together. And Dick Van Patten commentated. It is such a great...
Are you making that up? Show. You're making like, that up.
I'm not making it up. No. It's so good, and it's like Michael Jordan, super competitive. Charlie Sheen just learned about cocaine. He's like literally sweating cocaine. It's so much fun to watch, and we will break it down with so many jokes. And this is the first time we've done that. And it's really cool because... Nowhere Comedy Club has figured out a way for, you know, you guys to everyone in the audience turns their volume down to like one-fifth of the level so they don't interrupt the show, but we can hear people's laughs. So it's like doing a show in a comedy club. And then, like you said, we don't know the next time we're going to get back to Kansas City, right. But we know that we can come right into your living room on Saturday night. So we can be there. We can be everywhere. We got fans in Ireland, fans in Australia, fans all over who are like, hey, we get to come together and be an audience for the show. So it's a lot of fun. We've done a bunch of these shows, and they're great.
I can't wait. $20.
We'd love to see...
Dude, $20 on Eventbrite. That's worth twice as much. And Randy and Jason are giving me the wrap. But
yeah, you don't have to get a sitter.
Hey, anytime.
You don't have to get a sitter. Yep.
Anytime. Supersklars.com is what you want to go to. But don't forget Eventbrite.com. Listen to the podcast. From the Cheap Seats, don't forget about Scarborough Country. Don't forget about Dumb People Town. Don't forget about View from the Cheap Seats. All of them, man. I can't wait to see you guys in person. Come back in the studio, hang out with us, or just call. Just, man, just at any moment. Pick up the phone. If you've got something you want to chat about, I'd love to have you anytime.
Well, man, thank you. If I go to the bathroom and it's really, really special, I'm calling you guys. You're the first caller.
They are the great Slurbers.